Alright, Jebel said, good morning, let's begin. So we are picking up, still the fourth chapter, Perek Revi'i, page Mem Gimel. Page Mem Gimel, first complete paragraph. Amisrape, so we'll say again, remember, we're speaking about the machala of hisrapus, the machala of the sickness, or the ailment of lethargy. So haba amisrape, nafshalo kama bekoacharaf. So the misrape, the person who suffers from lethargy, so his neshama never fully energizes. Remember again, the Mechaber the Piaget was talking about yesterday, that when you do something in life, whether cognitively or physically, the idea is to invest your soul in totality in that particular endeavor. That's the goal. And if you go ahead and you invest your soul in totality, that's when the endeavor really goes into full throttle. But he says, what's his strapos? What's lethargy? When a person does something, but there is not full neshama investment. There's not full soulful investment. This is true on the cognitive level, and this is true on the physical level. The hamisrape, since this is a person who suffers from lethargy, the lethargic person, nafshalo kama bekoach rav, he's not fully spiritually invested in the particular initiative at hand. Rak b'matzov shalmin tardema hu nimza. So he's kind of in a matzov of tardema. What does tardema mean? Drowsiness. Kind of like sleepy. Just generally sleepy. Ki hin choroa. Listen to this. He says, now you say to yourself, impossible. How could it be that if he was sleepy, if he was, right, if he was drowsy, he wouldn't be accomplishing anything. So it's not true. Ki hin choroa. Shigam hayoshin lo komocho yoshin ubatal. Remember again, even when a person is sleeping, his brain is still on, right? His brain is still functioning. His brain is still functioning. He says, "Vegam as ovid ma'at ledamos es achalomos asher ra'anafsho, o osan achalomos sheim rak me'er ure libo shel yom ha'avar." So remember again, even when a person is asleep, you're still cognitively aware to some degree. Varaya, like now, right? You still go ahead, right? Even when you sleep, you're still dreaming. So even when you're dreaming again, there's some level of cognitive awareness. A person is thinking about either something in their subconscious, events of the past day. So you see that you could be asleep, but yet in some level of cognition. He says, Vamisrape. To a person who's lethargic, even when he's awake, you know, the Chazal said that when a person is sitting and doing nothing, it's like you're asleep. What does that mean? Lo yashin mamish. Of course, you're not literally asleep. I'm certainly more awake than when I'm actually asleep. We'll say, but a person is not totally awake. Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. I'm asleep but not asleep, awake but not awake. Chalkei mocho ve'evarav eina mis'amtsim u'mis'yachadim yachad la'avod avoda. So we'll say again, my mind is not connecting with my body so as to awaken it ultimately again to accomplish great things. Nafsholo kama lehislabeshu lahachios esevarav b'chayim chazokim. Chaye gibor amischazek u'menatzeach b'avodaso. His amsos v'chayim chazokim chaserim. I will say there is a vitality. There is a vitality that ultimately is missing from me. V'zeh shmo misrape meloshon rafe v'chalash. And I will say he points out etymologically that the word hisrapus, which we are translating as lethargic, is the same shoresh, is the same word as weak. As weak. Lo chulshas haguf. But it's not a physical weakness. Rak hanefesh. It's a spiritual weakness. Shalois amtsa lakum le'echos b'klei ha'moach v'aguf l'achricham ulis amelis dakti. Both say the lethargic person is the individual who is simply not willing to push himself to go ahead and awaken his neshama to become fully invested in whatever the matter at hand is. Gam tsir u'demus me'avodaso ein lo. Afla oneg. Below simcha. And the truth is, a person like this will check the boxes as we spoke. But there's no pleasure, there's no simcha, there's no enjoyment. I go through the motions in order to get by, but at the end of the day, there's no depth to it. So we'll say, this is actually quite amazing, because now what the Mechaber just gave us is a definition. What's lethargy? right? What does it mean to be to suffer from life lethargy? See, the Mechaber says life lethargy is the result of not being spiritually invested in whatever it is that you're doing. And this is true whether this is something cognitive, whether this is something physical, whether it's learning, whether it's davening, whether it's relationships. Bless you. You could fill in the blank with whatever it is. But life lethargy is when I do not invest the totality of my soul in any particular life endeavor. I schlep. I'll get it done. I'll do the job. I'll check the box. But it's slow. And sometimes painful, and sometimes lacking fundamental simcha. Again, will the box get checked? Will the job get done? Absolutely. But I'm dragging because there's no true spiritual investment. Listen to this, So the Mechavi here says something that, this is a mashal you often know. The Mishnah Berurah uses this same mashal in Siman Aleph. He says, let me ask you, lethargic young man, a question. You know, when you have to go somewhere that you want to go. You're leaving for a trip. You're leaving for a vacation, right? So we'll say, so you know, it's an interesting thing. The Mechaber says, no one ever says, oh, I have a 4 a.m. flight to the Caribbean. I don't know how I'm going to get up. You know what? The easy part is, no one ever has an alarm fail, right, for the 4 a.m. flight to Miami, right? It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. My alarm fails for everything else in life. But the one thing it doesn't fail for is to go on vacation. What's the shot? And the amazing part is, no matter how early I get up for that flight, I still find the koach to be able to enjoy that first day of vacation as well. So what's the shot? He says, I jump out of bed, right? I'm dressed in like 2.5 minutes. And everything is ready. Everything is ready. The timeline is perfect. From the time I get up to the time I get out the door, the coffee's on the timer, everything is ready to go. There's such zrizos. See, he says, and why is it, for example, Ani says, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So also, you know, Shabbos Erev Pesach is probably the most potentially hectic, stressful combination you could have. But yet, amazingly enough, everything gets done. Everything gets done. The chametz, you have to stop eating the chametz at a certain time. The chametz gets burned at a certain time. The sages, everything. What's the pshat? O simafayik, Paul v'nirdam, ve'in keitz ve'in tamin reach lahem, zeu mipnei, sha'ahuva, Yet again, so what he's describing over here, we'll say, are two interesting dynamics. Both rushed circumstances. One is the early morning flight to the Caribbean, and the other one is Erev Pesach Shabbos. Both get done. Yet one is often executed with much more zeal than the other. So how do you account for the difference in these two processes? Mostly this is not a chiddush. So the Mechaber says it's very simple. Everyone likes going on vacation. Everyone likes going on vacation, even if the flight is at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not an all. It's not a yoke. It's not something that weighs on me. I want to do it. And when you want to do it, suddenly again, that level of spiritual and emotional investment is there. See, I will say, all kidding aside, when you jump out of bed, right, and are dressed in 2.5 minutes, and I've already had 3 cups of coffee in 7 minutes, and the suitcases are by the front door in 9 minutes, and even the kids are ready in 12 minutes. Well, so you know what that is? You know what that is? That's zrizos. That's zrizos. So a person says to themselves sometimes, you know what, I'm not a zariz person. Zrizos is just not my thing. It's not true. I'm a zariz person when I want to be. When I want to be. When it's important enough for me to have zrizos, I have, the midah is in me. I just only utilize it for things that I actually care about. Or I shouldn't say it like that. I utilize it for things that I'm passionate about. I utilize it for things that I'm excited about. So then the Chabad says, okay. So now we just identified what the issue is. So the Mechaber says, Misoreresi b'kach v'olchezes b'chol chelki mochecha v'gufcha v'chol chayim. Misamtsim v'lom esalfim. Arim v'lom d'ar. V'lam ezeh ein avodascha avodas ha-kodesh kol kach ahuv v'lecha. Ache tekayim nafshecha pesh mem dalet. Ba, tisore lichyos chayim chazokim tisameis b'mocha v'gufcha ache kol yavdu b'charitzos hischaskos v'simcha. So says the Mechaber, okay, now we're making progress over here. We've identified what the issue is. We've identified that for whatever reason, your service of Hashem, your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not as beloved to you as going on vacation. Okay, I want to say, by the way, the Mechaber is not saying this as an indictment or as a condemnation. He's pointing out, okay, if we're going to fix this, then ultimately, again, we have to try to figure out a way to understand it. What's the dynamic? What's the issue? What's the challenge? I have the midah of zrizos. I'm not lethargic when it comes to doing things that I want to do. I'm not lethargic when it comes to doing things that I find enjoyable. Yet, I sometimes am lethargic in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Well, there's only one reason. It must be because I don't find it enjoyable. Because it doesn't have the same level of simcha that other areas of life hold for me. So we'll say, let's just do one line. He says, Masha'in kina misrapeh, imhu be'etzem misrapeh, o shayis b'midas ha'asl tzvricha kamen ha'minishar b'esrapus, kasha lo lehitar mena, ki gam kishamashkim, gam kishoved ha'kolu b'esrapus, u'shitrius, heim b'lim... Did I skip? I'm sorry. Yeshtam, sorry. Yeshtam anashim, I apologize. Yeshtam anashim, shalibam shalim emashem, v'tamid mishtokikim la'avdo, u'mishashim edabri mimoyim, doma sheshkuim heim mikaf regal va'ad rosh ba'avoda. U'be'emes, so now we've identified what the challenge is. We've identified what the issue is. Now the Mechaber, actually, we'll say, we're going to stop with this paragraph, Yeshnam. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this tomorrow. Shkoyah.